Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Doug Obey joins us on a regular basis and try to restore some order. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition. Doug, I need your website, please.
DougObey.com.
O-B-E-Y, check it out. Folks, Doug is not only a CFP emeritus and a very smart guy, he's a pretty good hand at real estate. Doug, before you got here, I said this on the air, and I think I've been around long enough. My white hair is not premature. I've seen enough to know that I think what I'm saying is the truth. If you're a small business owner and you don't understand the real estate going on around you, if you don't own your own real estate, if there's any way possible for you to get it, you've got a high percent chance of retiring broke. Because, Doug, most small businesses do not sell. Most small businesses are at least not enough to retire on. Most small businesses, by the time you've lived a 20, 30, 40-year life of a business, most small businesses are played out. And the people I know who've done the best in small business, regardless of what industry they were in, were able to retire a whole lot better because they locked their business up and sold their real estate or rented their real estate. What do you think?
Now, real estate is an incredible investment, and it's one that everyone understands, anyone can do. It's going to complicate your life to become a landlord, of course, but if you're your own business, if you own the building that your business is in, then you are your own tenant, so that makes it much easier.
Can we say that a little bit stronger, Doug? You pay yourself the rent.
Correct.
That's the key. You write the check, and you get to keep it, and that money is not subject to payroll taxes.
Correct. And when you have to understand, when you are a landlord, whether it's your own business or not, that tenant is helping you pay down your mortgage. Mm-hmm. And even if the real estate never increases in value, your net worth continues to go up month after month because your debt is going down. And I've always looked, I still own a lot of real estate, and I've always invested in real estate. And I look at it as a very much like a small business. Small businesses will tell you, a small business owner will tell you, it's all about their people. All right, it's your people who make you succeed or fail. And so your job is just to manage the people and keep them happy. Mm-hmm. Well, when you have real estate, it's the same exact situation. The people, though, are your tenants. So my job as a landlord is just to keep them happy,
right?
Because they are helping me pay my mortgages, and even if the real estate never increases in value, my net worth goes up every single month.
But it's almost certainly will have, and you and I both know stories where mom and pop started a business in 1980, and they bought the real estate that the building that their business is in, and they paid $150,000 for it. And over the next 40 years, that corner that they bought, and then whenever the one next to them became available, they bought it. The one next to that one became available, they bought it. And 40 years later, that $350,000 that they paid, that they've already paid off, is worth $3 million.
Sure. Absolutely.
But their business is worth nothing. They throw it away. Go ahead. Last thoughts.
Well, no, I mean, but you know, there's multiple things happening when you own real estate, because real estate is a hard asset, and so it's inflation protected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say real estate won't go down from time to time, all right, but over a long enough period of time, it's going to increase with inflation.
Yeah.
So when you have an inflation-adjusted net worth, then you're secure.
That's exactly right. And stocks don't do that, folks. Hey, Doug, good job today, as always. We appreciate you being here. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
We love having you on the show. Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Doug joins us. And so we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.